Estevan, the Southeast U18 Estevan Canet Club Viragos lost 49-37 to the Musumin Generals at home on Saturday, but they still set a franchise record for points in a game. Morgan Hayes had 4 touchdowns on the day for the Viragos. Carly Herman and Aurora McCutcheon each had 1 score. In a post on Facebook, Kevin Mortensen, one of the coaches for the Viragos, praised the team's effort, saying he has never been so proud of the team's effort in the second half. "This group is different and the coaches can see it in their eyes. They want to stay in the fight. They want to finish the game," said Mortensen. "They want to leave the field with their heads high." The Viragos' previous record for points in a game was 14. Their next game will be on September 21, when they host Melville starting at 5 p.m. at the Dana Quisenz Memorial Field at Woodlawn Athletic Park. The Estevan Lions Club U14 Oilers dropped a close 29-24 decision against the Weyburn Falcons on Friday night at Woodlawn. Coach Christian Pfeiffer said the offense played fairly well and he was pleased with the defensive effort. But the Oilers gave up some big plays on special teams, which led to Weyburn scoring on 2 punt returns and 1 kickoff return. Quarterback Ryder Manti, running back TJ Thompson, and receivers Waylon Manti and Liam Durr scored for Estevan. "Even though we were down at some points in the game, they didn't hang their heads and accept defeat, no matter what. They didn't give up, they didn't show any quit in them, and they powered through and gave a really, really entertaining game for everybody. It was a lot of fun, and the kids, they didn't give up," said Pfeiffer. The game was another good measuring stick of where the Oilers stand. Weyburn won the league championship last year. "Bouncing back from adversity is such a huge thing that a team needs to be able to do, and I'm pretty confident that these guys are going to be able to get it done," Pfeiffer said. Estevan, 2-1, will host the Moose Jaw Raiders on September 21 at 3 p.m. at Woodlawn. The Raiders are undefeated in league play. The Estevan Power Dodge U-12 Chargers fell 58-48 to the Weyburn Ravens on Friday night at Woodlawn. Coach James Hagsman said the Chargers were able to get great offense for the third straight game, but couldn't hold their opponents defensively. Running back Dex Tendler had 5 touchdowns on the day to pace the Chargers' offense. Fullback Hudson Pete scored his first touchdown. Quarterback Casey Kitts also scored. The Chargers' next game is September 22 when they host the Assiniboia Rockets at 4 p.m. at Woodlawn. The Estevan Comprehensive School Elex football team fell 61-0 to the Moose Jaw Central Cyclones on Saturday at Woodlawn. Coach Chris Bayerla said they corrected a few of the problems they encountered the previous week against Balgonie Greenall. Special teams, coached by Kyle Thiessen, played well, and the defense started to play better. The offense made far fewer mistakes. After the Elex took away the interior running and passing lanes, Moose Jaw still ran the ball to the outside, which left the Elex chasing. Bayerla said they look forward to adjusting and preparing for Yorkton next week. That game will be played September 20 at 4 p.m. at Woodlawn.